Good morning, Anchorage, Alaska, the Lower 48 and the rest of the world, to include the country of Romania. I was on a plane just recently from Denver to Anchorage, and I met a woman by the name of Roxana. She has a podcast. She's a fear specialist. She is a neuro-linguistic programming trainer, and she has lots of videos on YouTube. So a special shout out to Roxy in Romania, and a welcome to everyone else to Wonderful Counselor Podcast. It has been quite a while since I've created a new episode, and I appreciate your patience. From the feedback I received over the years, there are requests for shorter podcast episodes. If you know me, brevity is not my strong suit. However, I need to learn to value your time, so I've scripted what I call coffee break episodes, which will vary between 10 to 15 minutes in length. Before I begin, though, I do need to provide you with the following warning. Please do not listen to this podcast if you're driving, operating heavy machinery, or doing anything that requires you to concentrate on your safety or anyone else's. Why? I have this voice that is so relaxing, you may fall asleep. And if this happens, enjoy your power nap. But make sure you set your alarm. I don't want any of you to be late to work. This series of podcast episodes is now about to begin. Come and experience the mysteries of love. No other word captures the imagination of the heart than love. Songwriters and poets and artists throughout the ages have tried, but it's only a flicker of a lit candle, a melody dancing for a moment, or words that whisper into the night and dissipate like a vapor breath on a frosty morning. Love just evokes memories of experiences that are so meaningful that life itself is defined as wasted or well-lived. Love dares you to experience something that'll bring you to your knees, that is so powerful that lust bows before it. This beautiful storm invites us into a tempest to risk it all, and it has caused kingdoms to rise, to fall, to rise again. Love is a tapestry that adorns the passions of the soul. It's the very fabric of eternity. Love calls to our deepest longings to be chosen, cherished, held sacred, and to sacrifice gladly, offering ourselves for the other. In this series of podcasts, I will explore the mystery as you journey further with each episode until you come to know the origins of such a gift that is so priceless that hands tremble at just the thought of opening it. Love will cost you everything, but just a moment with her is more valuable than a lifetime without her. I invite you now to explore with me the mysteries of love. Close your eyes and take a deep breath. Say the word. What comes to mind? Love. Emotions cascade throughout your body and they echo through your mind and heart. Follow them there. You'll find memories. Love evokes a lifetime of experiences. You can stay here for a moment or linger in the memories. The choice is up to you. With your eyes closed, I'm going to invite you to go deeper now into the experience of love. For some of you, love smells sweet, like a warm breeze filled with the aroma from a local coffee or chocolate shop. Savor each flavor cascading through your senses. Let yourself experience what the aroma of love was like when you first experienced it. Let us now visit the first time taste and love met. Perhaps you were just old enough to sit on those plastic leather stools in your favorite ice cream shop with that special friend sharing a chocolate shake with just two little straws and that cold sensation dancing on your tongue. When did you first taste love? If you are willing, remember the first time you heard the words, "I love you," and you were as innocent as a child's first kiss. And when you heard those words, you knew the person meant it. When did you first hear the words, "I love you"? Listen to them afresh again as they echo in the ears from the chamber of your heart. Now let your eyes give you a vision of when you first saw love. Perhaps it was a little fuzzy ball of fur that was placed in your arms, and you looked at the unconditional warm eyes of love for your first puppy or kitten. What are you seeing? In that moment with your eyes, and experience it again, capture it over and over. I invite you now to feel, perhaps as a small boy or girl, you fell off your little bike and skinned your knee. The pain was something new to you. Your mom tenderly cared for your little wound, placed a band-aid on it, and then kissed your knee. And magically the pain left. And then she held you in her arms until all the tears were gone. When did you first feel the touch of love? Let yourself feel that touch again. Wonder, what a beautiful word. Perhaps you were a child watching your first snowflake fall, or playing in a world that was transformed into a winter wonderland, and your imagination danced as each snowflake touched the ground. Or perhaps you thought you were alone, and although there was no one you could see, you could sense a present with you, and you knew that was love. What are your experiences like with the transcendent moments? Bring your attention to a memory, and know love is with you now, and it did not ever leave you. Now take a few deep breaths, and when you're ready, open your eyes. You just experienced moments of love with all your senses. I hope it was a beautiful experience for you, as you have so many more memories that you can revisit. To experience love back then, new experiences with love now and beyond. I sense this coffee break is about over, or someone or something is now asking or demanding for your attention. Perhaps it's a small child. I hope you enjoyed the experience. I wanted you to know we've only begun to explore the depths, embrace the width, and climb the heights of what love is. See, love is not limited to our senses, and all humanity's experiences with love barely touches the surface of what love is. In the next episode, we will continue our journey into the mysteries of love.